This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Like Superman had Lex Luthor, Batman had the Joker, and Bill Clinton had the unwashed dress. We all have our arch enemies, and in our case, the visually impaired, it's printed text.
Paperback writer.
But luckily, thanks to things like Braille, OCR, and audiobooks, we found ways around that. And with the rise of electronic publishing, things should be even better. We recently received an email from Nadia, one of our listeners, saying that she was having issues accessing her ebooks. One of the programs she was having issues with was the Kindle for PC app, which required an accessibility plugin in order to make it accessible to screen readers. But don't worry, with an amazing case of good timing, Amazon recently announced that its latest version of the Kindle for PC app will be accessible without having to use any plugins. Well, except for one caveat. Currently, it's only accessible using the latest version of NVDA, although they do hint that support for other screen readers will be coming soon. So let's take a look. I'm going to download it, install it, and see how it works. Okay, I'm using Windows 10 and the latest version of NVDA, which currently is 2017.1. So first, I'm going to download the Kindle for PC app. So to do this, I'm going to go to amazon.co.uk. Of course, you would go to whichever version is for your country, .com or whatever. I'm going to hit E to jump to the search box and type Kindle for PC.
Edit blank. N-D-L-E. K-O-P-C. PC.
Hit enter and you'll be given a list of all the search results. Just navigate through by heading, and the very first one should be the one you want.
Clickable level 2 link Kindle for PC download.
Hit enter on that, then just tab through until you get to the download links.
PC download £0 button.
Ah, £0, I like that price. So, hit enter on that to start the download. It won't take long, it's not a big file, and in your downloads folder you should see
Kindle for PC installer 1194609.exe link.
Again, just hit enter on this file to install it.
Unpacking data. 8% dialog unpacking data.
After a minute or two, you'll be asked to sign into your Amazon account.
Pane initializing Kindle. Register email. Phone for mobile accounts. Edit. Blank. Amazon sign in document.
Now, once you've entered your details and signed in, you will be presented with your Kindle book library. How easy was that? Okay, so the Kindle app has started now, and it may take a while to populate your library depending on how many books you've got. Luckily, in my case, it took a matter of seconds, so let's just tab through and see what we've got.
Kindle window, split button, graphic sync and check for new items.
The very first item we hit is the sync button, so if you've recently bought a Kindle book and it's not showing up in the library here, hit this button and it will check and it should refresh your library.
List, all.
Next, we hit a list. There's only two items here, all or downloaded. Use the up and down arrow keys to choose which one you want. This selects what's displayed in the library, all the books in your Amazon cloud, or just the ones that are downloaded on your PC.
Recommended for you button.
Well, this one's pretty self-explanatory. It will open up your web browser and take you to Amazon, and it will show you, using that special Amazon magic, other Kindle books you may like.
Sort options down combo box, recent sort books using the chosen ordering.
With this combo box, you can choose how the books in your library are displayed, either by author, title, or when they were purchased.
Switch to grid view, enter checkbox, check show items as tiles. Switch to list view, enter checkbox, not check show items in a list.
Again, these are pretty self-explanatory. These two items determine how the books are displayed in your library. Grid view, which is on by default, will display your books in rows and columns using the thumbnails of the book covers. And list view will display the books in a vertical text-only list. Actually, both ways are accessible using a screen reader. It doesn't really matter, although navigating the grid view can be a little bit more tricky. But we'll stick with it for now.
Book browser, enter button, leave Kindle and visit Amazon.com to find more content.
Well, that one speaks for itself. Let's move on to the next one.
Edit. Selected search titles and authors.
And finally, we've got a search field you can use to search through your library of books. Only really useful if you're incredibly well-read and your library is huge. Now, the next item is my actual library of books. Hitting tab will take me into there. So, prepare yourself as you're about to see what books I've been reading. But once you are in the library, you use the up and down and left or right arrow keys to navigate around. Hitting tab or shift tab will navigate back or forward through the controls we've just talked about. Okay, let's read some books. So, if I hit tab and jump into the library...
Split button, list books, building web apps with WordPress. WordPress is an application framework. Messenwinner, Brian, Coleman, Jason, not downloaded.
There's my first book. Now, as I said before, use the left, right, up and down arrow keys to navigate through the rest of the books. And remember, we're in grid view here, so I'm on the first row, first book. I'm going to hit the right arrow key now.
Professional WordPress, design and development. Williams, Brad, Dempstra, David, Stern, Hal, not downloaded.
There you go, there's my next book, you get the idea, and I know I am so boring. Anyway, let's keep going.
PHP and AMP, MySQL registered web development all-in-one desk reference for dummies registered. HTML, XHTML and CSS all-in-one for dummies.
Okay, don't worry, I'm not going to make you listen to a load of nerd books. I do have a classic here.
David Copperfield, Dickens, Charles, not downloaded.
So, let's hit enter on that to download it.
David Copperfield, Dickens, Charles, downloading 2%. David Copperfield, Dickens, Charles, downloading 23%.
It doesn't take long to download, and once it's finished, it should automatically start reading from the last place you left off.
Book page view document. Whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show.
There you go, riveting. Now you can navigate through the text as you would expect. Using the up and down cursor keys will read lines, left and right arrow keys will read the characters. Page up and page down will move to the next or previous page. And of course, using the NVDA modifier key and the down arrow will do a continuous read from the current position. And when I say continuous read, I do mean that it will automatically move on to the next page at the bottom of the current page. So as you heard, this is called the book view and it is different from the previous library view. So let's tab through and see what other options we've got.
Table of contents button collapsed.
Table of contents button, hitting enter on this will give you a list of all the chapters in the book. Just use the arrow keys and hit enter to jump to that chapter.
Search button collapsed.
Here you can search the entire book for a specific text.
Notebook button collapsed.
Okay, you've got me on this one. I'm not entirely sure what this is for, making your own notes or notes that come with specific ebooks.
Flashcards button collapsed.
Oh, I'm not doing well here. I'm not entirely sure what flashcards are for. I'm sure someone out there will tell me. But you can create your own flashcards.
Library enter button back to library CTRL plus Alt plus L.
Very important shortcut to remember there. Control Alt L takes you back to the library screen.
Sync enter button sync to furthest page.
This is quite hard to explain. It gives you the option to go to the furthest page you've ever read to in this book. So if you've gone backwards in the book to read a previous page, using this option will take you back to the furthest page.
Go to enter checkbox not checked. Go to a page or location in the book.
This option is slightly odd. It says it's a checkbox, but when you hit enter on it, you get a drop-down menu. Use the arrow keys to choose where you want to go and hit enter.
View options, enter checkbox not checked, change your font size, color mode, and more.
I don't think I need to explain that one, and the same can be said for the next two items. They're pretty self-explanatory.
Full screen, enter button, view full screen. Bookmark, enter checkbox not checked, bookmark this page.
And finally, if I hit tab again, we're back to the book page view. That's it.
Book page view document. Preface to 1850 edition.
So there you go, an overview of the Kindle for PC app. As you can tell, it's accessible. As long as you're using the latest version of NVDA. But wait, hang on. As I said at the start of this podcast, support for other screen readers is coming soon. I just didn't realise how soon, because during the recording of this audio, an update has been released for Jaws, which adds Kindle for PC support. Bonus! Okay, so the app itself, it's very simple to use, it works well, and it's accessible. What more could you want?
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.